Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge, better known as the Fred Dreyer Show, with yours truly, Michael Horn. But I am not the star of the show. The star of the show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hey, great, Mike. Thanks. That's the best job you've done of introducing
me. Thank you.
Me,
I'm out of here. See you next week. See you next week, everybody.
It's been the last 2 weeks.
Take it away, Fred. Take it away.
And we just want to say that it's rainy and stormy here in Southern California.
Yeah, it's been rainy and stormy everywhere in the country.
Well, I'm giving people the update so they know when they listen to us, they know that we're nice and dry and cozy.
Well, what if they listen to us when it's not raining? Then you got to make rain happen.
They should just close their eyes and let it happen.
Let it happen. That's good. We got a lot to talk about. Baseball season, at least spring training-wise, is in full swing.
Yeah, again.
And we've got a lot of things to talk about there. The new rules are being used during spring training. So we brought along today on the show an expert in pitching and an expert in pitching rules. And that's the former Major League Baseball great Matt Young.
Yep.
Who played with the Oakland A's, Seattle Mariners, the Boston Red Sox, the Los Angeles Dodgers, had a great career. I think at one point he allowed like 7 walks or something, but he pitched a no-hitter in a game that he didn't get credit as a no-hitter. He'll tell us about that. It's in the Major League Baseball record books.
Well, it's one of the things that these new rules can't change.
That's correct. At least not now.
Huh?
That's what we've talked about. The new
rules.
That's
all we're talking about.
They're going to affect the way people can steal bases now. And next thing you know, I'll have 180 stolen bases. Me. Maybe not.
God, I would really love to see you suit up.
I would.
Run from first to
jump,
second.
2 throws to first base, and that next pitch, I'm off.
Go, Mike. Go, Mike. Go, Mike.
I could hear the crowd.
Oh,
just
boy.
Let me close my eyes right. Oh, I'm hearing rain. No, yeah, yeah. Let me close my eyes right now. There it is. Oh, no, it's go, Mike. All right, so we got a lot to talk about on the show today. A lot of rules, a lot of things of that nature. And it gets you to think in terms of the big baseball season, which is getting away. There's already a lot of injuries in spring training, and they've only been there for a week.
They're in shape like the NFL guys are.
Yeah, guys are out for the season already. Whew. I'm telling you, you got to be coming into spring training or into training camp in football or basketball or hockey in good shape, right? You used to work
and
out.
And believe me, your responsibility is after you sign your check and you go to the bank,
mm-hmm.
your responsibility is to take care of yourself and think through your time put in towards the new season.
More genius from Fred Dreyer straight ahead. Stay with us on the Fred Dreyer Show.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7. Works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. And don't forget the code word FRED.
Dems constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show with yours truly, Mike Horn, the star of our program, the one and only Fred Dreyer. We're here in the Sports Lounge. Taking a look this week at some of the new baseball rules and... a lot of stuff to talk about. To help us out, one of our good friends here on the broadcast is a great pitcher, Matt Young. Guy, from one of the great professional baseball greats. He was a situational lefty for many years, coming out of the bullpen into things. I'm telling you, right? Is it good?
Yeah.
And so he signed. He was played at UCLA. Signed with the Seattle Mariners. To start things out. Matt, welcome to the broadcast.
Where'd he go?
Hello there, boys. What's up?
All right, there we go. Matt, you disappeared for us for a while there. You scared us for a minute.
It's the weather, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Could be. Matt.
I always like to keep you guys guessing.
That's good. Well, you're guessing here now. And
that's all we do here on the Fred Dreyer Show.
We guess a lot.
That's all we do.
You're a Pasadena boy, Pasadena, California. You went to... UCLA over there. You were in the entered the 1980 amateur draft. Signed with Seattle, and from there, you know, there you went. Major league history, 83, the All-Star game. Didn't you pitch like a scoreless eighth inning in that All-Star game?
Yeah, I can't remember. It was so long ago. I don't know if the seventh or eighth, but it was a scoreless inning, and I got the first batter I faced was
Johnny Bench. Johnny Bench.
It was Johnny Bench's last All-Star game.
There you go. And it was an eighth inning. It was the eighth inning.
Did you knock him down?
Yeah.
No, he swung at the first pitch.
He wanted it out of there. He wanted it out.
Yeah, I think Lance Parrish was my catcher. I think he told him what was coming.
That's good. Well, they do that now in the All-Star game.
You mean retirement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, Fred. Retirement was on the way. And then Darrell Evans, what'd you do with him? He was the next batter up. And then Pedro Guerrero.
He flew out to center, and then struck Pedro Guerrero out.
Oh, boy. I'm telling you. Had the famed Tommy John surgery. Was then with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Oakland A's, Boston Red Sox, a lot of stuff. We got you here, Matt, because we started talking about this a little bit 2 weeks ago, but especially last week, these new Major League Baseball rules. Spring training is in effect, and they got bigger bases. They got a new pitch clock. Have you been watching some of the spring training games, and what's your first gut feel?
A little bit. I understand why they – I didn't want the pitch clock. You know, just sitting and watching just a normal everyday game and having it be 3.5 to 4 hours it's not pleasurable.
You know, I agree. I don't find it offensive unless it just becomes a political punching bag. You know?
Well, you both agree. You don't come on now. It's a,
the, I do. I
these
think
rules are ridiculous.
No, well, that one's not.
Fred, I think that's the first. Us agreeing.
I can't.
Well,
believe
I,
this.
Listen. Honestly, if you take a look at it, I was watching the Dodger game today, and they were. It was raining there in Texas, wherever the hell they were, Arizona, and I kept thinking to myself, why is everybody going so slow? You know, let's pick it up. So
well, they're not supposed to be going slow. Now they got these new dumb rules in here. The bases first. So we'll get back to the bases. This pitch clock. How are you going to enforce this thing? And first off, they say that the fans wanted this, and the fans right now are saying they're not behind it. This new pitch clock, it gives you 30 seconds to resume play between batters. So you're a batter. If you don't get into that box in 30 seconds, you get charged a strike. Matt Young, come on. You're a pitcher. That's good. What if you're – well, you don't have to worry about batting now because they took that rule, designated hitter everywhere. Pitchers have 15 seconds. With nobody on, 20 seconds if there's a base runner. Are we going to really – 5 seconds is going to make a difference in shortening the game? Fred.
I just said this. For a pitcher to stand there and pick his nose and while 2 minutes go by, I mean, we all – the batter steps in and he steps out and he tries to get one-upsmanship on the pitcher, and all that stuff can be sped up, of course, not to the detriment of the game, but within reason. It says here, within reason, and I hope someone's able to find – you can find someone in baseball who understands what that means.
Well, once again, if they want to shorten the game, why just cut it to a 7-inning game? Take 2 innings out, and then you've done the job. It's over with and done. Matt, your thoughts on that?
Well, put it this way. Now,
yes.
9 innings is 9 innings. Put it this way. If you take 5 seconds off every pitch, there's probably about 250 pitches in a game by both sides.
Yeah.
Take five seconds off, that eliminates almost 21 minutes from a game.
What are you? Are you a bean counter here now? I mean, come on, 5 seconds off. I'm taking 2 innings out of the game and I'm done with it. And it's done. I mean, listen, the starting pitchers don't get anywhere near even 7 innings for a complete game. No. You're lucky if they pitch 5, you know, and then you got your fifth inning pitcher, your sixth inning pitcher, your seventh, your eighth, your ninth. Just cut the game down.
You're eliminating the roles of about 4 pitchers.
There you go.
Well, you're going to need an actuary if you go to 7 innings,
exactly.
Mike.
Exactly.
You're
going
to need an actuary to see how you can prorate the salaries from 9 down to 7 innings. And once you can
do that, then
you'll scare the hell out of the owners.
That's the next step. The next step is going to be 7 pretty soon.
What about
no sales of beer and hot dogs? People just have
Matt, what about the screwing with the Hall of Fame numbers? You know, all these changes do have an effect on how these people.
The commissioner's calling. Hold on a second.
Him in.
Get that. Somebody get the call from the commissioner, please. Go ahead, Fred. I'm sorry.
No, but it's just all of this stuff. You know, the Hall of Fame numbers mean something according to the ownership, and to certain players who are in line to be in the Hall of Fame. But now you start changing these numbers around with the screwing with the application of the game.
Exactly. Now you're coming around to my thought.
Yeah. But my point was, Matt, and the rest of this stuff you can get rid of, but just tell the pitchers, you got to release the ball in a certain amount of time and put the ball into play.
That's what they're saying.
Okay.
That's
so saying. Then let's see how that works out. But other than I'm not.
The other thing they could do is expand the strike zone. Make home plate a little bit bigger. It forces guys to swing.
So yeah. you want to expand the strike zone. Well, get ready because they're going to get rid of the umpire behind the plate and be calling him with some kind of artificial intelligence or something. Here's the deal. Between pitches, pitchers have 15 seconds with nobody on base to get their pitch going. And they got to be in their motion at that time. 20 seconds if there's a base runner. They don't do that, they get charged an automatic ball. If the batter doesn't get into the batter's box in 30 seconds, they get charged with a strike. So the players seem to like this. And Matt, you're a former player. The one guy, Patrick Corbin of the Washington Nationals, he's a left-hander, a lefty, says the game feels more exciting. And the fans, though, I don't know if they're on board with this. Now, Matt, you like these rules as a former player? You would get behind them?
I do. I you know what? Anything to speed up the game.
Okay, there it is.
The game has just gotten a little bit, you know, just a little bit long.
No, I don't know. Here's the deal. One of the fans is talking here. This one guy, he traveled from Utah to West Palm Beach, Florida, for the Houston's exhibition seasons. And quoting now, says, the players might think something different of it, but for us, it's all the same. How would I know if the bases are bigger? Honestly, this is the fan saying this. Honestly,
well,
I mean, we see a pitch clock out there. We know it's there, but it doesn't matter to me. So I don't think the fans are really falling in place like baseball said. Oh, we talked to the fans and they like this.
Well, of the three changes here, look, who cares what the fans think anyway? They're, one way or another, that you shouldn't consult. Can we make some rule changes here, you fans out there? And
better hurry up, Fred.
Would you go by these rules?
The common clock is winding down. Going to go into a commercial break.
You got a big clock.
You're going to be charged a commercial timeout. Oh, commercial timeout. We'll be back here in the Sports Lounge. Don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
We are back on the Fred Dreyer Show, the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, coming to you on Sirius XM, XM Channel 203, XM Sirius 217, 967 on their internet feed, Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio, 790 KBC, our new affiliate in Southern California. Glad to have you all with us here. And we're talking about the new baseball rules. Our guest is Matt Young, former great pitcher with the Boston Red Sox, Los Angeles Dodgers, Seattle Mariners, and the Oakland Athletics. He played for them. He played for a few teams over, situational lefty. Good guy. Out of the bullpen. Did some great things. So we're talking about these new pitch clocks. 15 seconds. Got to get into the windup with nobody on base. 20 seconds if there's a runner on base. And they're saying, baseball's saying, the fans like this stuff. You gentlemen, Fred, are saying...
Well, I'm saying this. I just made a note to myself.
Mm-hmm.
The new Major League Baseball timekeeper should be Flavor Flav with the clock around his neck.
Why do you say that?
Because he's the timekeeper. He's the new Major League Baseball timekeeper. Flavor Flav.
Okay.
He'll come out and stand behind home plate with a big clock around his neck.
There you go. Matt, are you in on that?
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
Okay,
thank you, Matt.
So the fans kind of like – some of the fans are saying they like the games under 3 hours. But here's a guy, Mark, who traveled to Florida from Queens, New York. He says, I'm not a big fan of the pitch count. He says, 15 seconds with nobody on base, 20 seconds with somebody on base is too short. Barbara is from Roseland, New Jersey. She's okay with some of the rules, but she said, listen to this one now, guys, and comment here. They should never let a game end on either the pitch clock or the batter clock. What she was referring to, there was a recent spring training game between Atlanta and Boston that ended in a tie after the Braves' new prospect, Cal Conley, was assessed an automatic strike for a pitch clock violation. He wasn't ready in those 30 seconds. Conley originally thought he'd won the game with a two-out bases-loaded walk. Instead, he was given an at-bat-ending strike after the umpire said he wasn't set in the box as the clock wound down under 8 seconds. That is going to be a problem in games. Matt Young, your thoughts.
That will be a problem in games, but everybody that plays baseball has just saw that happen. Guarantee they will not let that happen again.
Oh, really?
There you
Fred,
go.
Fred, what do you think?
No, I
Fred.
Agree with Matt.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Look, stupidity plays a part here. And if you've got baseball players who haven't adjusted to the rules as time goes by to the detriment of winning and losing, you've got to do something about the people you hire to play baseball. I still think Flavor Flav with the clock around his neck is the answer to this problem.
Well, this is Barbara. It says that when you get to that point in the game, when the game's on the line, you've got to let the game play out without the clock. And she had a complaint about the new limits on the pitcher disengagements, how many times they can get out of the back off the rubber. Pitchers can only attempt to pick off a runner twice. If they try a third pickoff time, a third pickoff attempt, and they're unsuccessful, the runner gets to advance to second base. Now, that, Fred's going to talk about the rule book.
I'm telling you, those are the types of things you got to look at, and you got to get rid of things that are clearly the possible. It's like a stick of dynamite, you know, in the fruit bowl. You know, at some point in time, this stuff is going to go off at the most inopportune time. It's one thing to say that, oh yeah, you can't do this, you can't do that, but when it starts running up the bills and it starts really getting in the way of winning and losing, then you got a problem.
Matt Young, your thoughts?
Well, I'm not a big fan of that one, just because at the end of two pickoff moves, somebody's going to take a bigger lead.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to.
So you got to get rid of that. You got to get rid of that.
Well, they're trying it out here in spring training. I think it's in for baseball there. If they try that third pickoff. I didn't realize this. If they try a third pickoff and they're unsuccessful, what? If they're successful, the guy's out, even though they threw a third time over there? Come on. And then if he isn't successful, the runner gets second base. It says, this woman, Barbara, says this doesn't really work as far as keeping the runner from stealing, especially with the bigger base. Now, what about the bigger bases? They were 15 inches. They're now 18 inches. Does that help?
Well,
that's
what they're trying to do here is they're trying to promote a little bit more offense. I think they said Trey Turner led Major League Baseball last year with 32 stolen bases.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lost start. But now, think about how many bang-bang plays there were out or safe at second base. Now with a 18-inch base, the first base is 6 inches closer to second because it's on the line, and then second base is 3 inches closer to first. So that's 9 inches closer.
Wow. But who's going to measure that?
Well, it is.
I'll try to make it.
Fred's going to have a ruler. It's a job for you now, Fred. Go out there with a ruler.
Well, I got a. I've always got a ruler in my pocket for these types of things.
This Mary from Pennsylvania. She's commented on this. Now she says she likes the new rules, but she added the only tough thing is that the pitchers don't get time to rest. As a former pitcher, Matt Young, your comments on that.
You don't need a rest. I'd like to throw 9 innings right in a row.
Yes. And tell us about your no-hitter. You had a no-hitter going, and you walked some guys, but it didn't get counted in the Hall of Fame. Am I right, Matt Young? This is a famous game when you were on Boston.
Yes, you're right. I was on Boston. See, that's another record that will never, ever be broken just because of rule changes.
Tell us about it. What happened?
What two pitchers hold the record for the least amount of hits ever given up in a doubleheader?
And that would be you and who else?
Roger Clemens. Oh. He threw a two-hitter. I threw a no-hitter. But that will never happen. That's the record that will never be broken. Now every doubleheader, the second game, 7 innings, I believe.
See, there's another rule change.
Wait a minute. Is that a permanent change now?
Is that a new rule? Has that got a new rule, too?
Well, they allow them to do day-night doubleheaders.
Oh, yeah.
So they can charge two gates.
And they got that crazy guy in the extra innings or whatever can go out to second base and you start the inning off. If you're a pitcher, I'd hate that rule. You got a guy on second base, it changes your whole style of pitching.
Well, you think guys would try and bunt him over to third.
But bunting's a lost art, too.
Well, we talked about this, Matt, the other day. You know, Dave Roberts made his entire career being a guy who could run and would steal bases.
Yes.
He's not around in the league because of anything else other than that. And what happens now, the Dodgers are one of the teams that don't run. How could you have a manager?
No team runs.
I'm just saying for his part, he's a manager of a World Series team.
Yeah.
And they don't run.
Yeah,
Why would he not tell these fast guys, why do they want speed at the top of the lineup? So when you get on, you can put pressure on the pitcher and steal some bases and score runs early.
Matt Young, thoughts?
Yeah, well, exactly. Why wouldn't you manage the style of baseball that you played that made you famous?
That's right. I'm telling you.
You're going to, two loops and a blast.
Another great
guy. Going to the Earl Weaver.
Earl Weaver from Baltimore. Let me ask you this, Matt, because you went through Tommy John surgery and then you came to the Dodgers and you were in the bullpen. And I recall you telling me a story that Dodger legendary manager Tommy Lasorda was on the phone at some point during the game and you thought he was checking up on you. Tell our audience here that story. That's a good one.
Well, I'd had a cortisone shot the day before, and Tommy told me that he was going to give me a rest the next day. It was a Sunday afternoon, And he said, the phone rang about the sixth inning.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, here's Tommy calling me to find out, you know, Mark Cressy, our bullpen catcher coach, said, Matt, Tommy wants to talk to you. I'm thinking, oh, perfect. He cares. He really cares. He's calling to find out how my arm is.
Yeah.
I get on the phone, hey, Skip, what's up? He goes, hey, we don't have any food for after the game. You know that buddy of yours that owns a pizza joint in La Cañada? You think you can go into my office and call him?
Tommy, this is during the game. Am I correct? He was lining
during the sixth inning.
Yeah, sixth inning. He's getting his pizza ready.
It's all he's thinking.
I called him up.
It's all he's thinking about.
Bringing food, and then I get a call in the bottom of the eighth inning. Hey, start warming up. I was just on the phone with a pizzeria,
yeah,
and he wants me to refocus and warm up.
Yeah, and get him out quick because the pizza's getting cold. That's a Tommy Lasorda. That's a legendary story.
Beautiful
there.
Story.
I'm telling you, got to miss old Tommy. I'll tell you that.
Believe me,
spring
baseball
training,
misses him.
Yeah, baseball does too.
Where would Tommy be on these changes?
Yeah, what do you think, Matt?
Oh, yeah. One way or another, good or bad, he'd certainly have an opinion because he had an opinion on everything.
That's right. It's true. He would. This is. I'm telling you, this is going to be an interesting baseball season with this going down, and how the players come out with it. That pitcher for the Washington Nationals, Patrick Corbin, started for Washington. He had a 5-3 loss to the Cardinals. He says, "I've always worked kind of quick. I think to be a little bit tougher on guys that may be out of the pen or guys that aren't used to working that fast. But that's why we have this in spring training, and hopefully, as you said, Matt Young, they'll get used to it." Correct.
Correct. I think eventually they will.
Yeah.
Matt Young, we love you. Thanks so much for being with us. You're always so welcome on this show anytime.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
guys,
Matt. Thanks very much.
Have a good one. It's always a pleasure to be on with you.
You still got that friend in La Cañada that's got pizza. Can send it to us here after the show.
No, he sold his joint.
Had to. Went out of business with Tommy ordering. All right, we'll be back. Thank you, Matt Young. We'll be back with more. It's the Sports Lounge, Fred Dreyer Show with Michael Horn. We'll be back. Thanks for joining us.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricket, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's Single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's Single, Dave's Single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, Sam. Whew! Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $6.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only. Single item at regular price.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Welcome back here into the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, star of our show, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You saw him in Hunter and Land's End, one and only Fred Dreyer here. So just to wrap up these pitch rules here, Fred, and get your comments on this, penalties for violating the pitch clock now. If that pitcher has not gone into his full motion by the time the clock hits zero, the batter will be awarded an automatic ball. I don't know how they're going to know if he's in the full motion. The same goes for a catcher not being in the box with 9 seconds. And if a batter is not ready at 8 seconds, there'll be an automatic strike will be assessed. Did you follow that?
Yeah,
I'm not going to read it anymore.
I'm telling you, you got to hire Flavor Flav and let him work it all out. You got a bitch, you got a complaint, go see Flavor Flav.
Timeout rules. Pitchers are allowed two disengagements, I mean backing off the mound, per plate appearance. A disengagement is either a pickoff move or stepping off the mound. And pitchers have to ask for a new ball with 8 seconds remaining on the clock, and they may get penalized for repeatedly asking.
This is so preposterous. Yeah. And people are going to put up with it. If you're a baseball player, you know, I mean, look at if the Dodgers could sign off on the Astros cheating them out of a World Series ring,
banging on trash
then
cans,
they can swallow this crap.
All right. So, how much time will the pitch clock reduce the games? Major League Baseball fans will probably have to figure out the answer to this question over the course of the season. But Minor League Baseball has given a good indication of what to expect. And they say the games are reduced by 25 minutes to 2 hours and 38 minutes in 2022 from the 3 hours and 3 minutes in 2021. As far as umpires go, they have discretion to amend the pitch clock as necessary. Injury, if there's an injury on the field, obviously you can extend a timer such as a batter getting hit and going down or a catcher taking a foul ball. If a fielder makes a play that takes him significantly out of position, that can also be reason to extend the clock. And then when you get to your deliveries, and here's one for you. Major League Baseball pitchers will remain encouraged to be weird with their deliveries if that's part of their game. But that's only true in some cases. Now, the Astros have this pitcher, Luis Garcia, for example. He'll no longer be able to do his rock the baby windup.
Well, that's Submarine Louis. I know who he is.
As it will ultimately prohibit him from going into his leg kick before the clock hits zero.
Oh, so he's going to be careful.
Do that.
You better be careful.
Nestor Cortez, he's on the Yankees. He can still do his wobbly leg kick, as he's already in motion at that point.
Well, they got to get guys like that and make sure they don't screw themselves in the ground.
That's it. So what team do you think of and improve? They're saying the Giants look pretty good. They've used they've employed veteran-laden rotations for the Giants. The New York Mets have acquired all 5 of their expected starting pitchers in the last 26 months. In part, because of that, they're going to pay at least $13 million to them in at least in 2023. More than that, I mean, they got Verlander, Justin Verlander, and Max Scherzer in there. They're paying $43 million each, more than $43 million each for those guys. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens on this. The Giants have Alex Wood, Ross Stripling, and then Sean Manea, their 3rd, 4th, and 5th starters. And they're around about $12.5 million per season for each of those guys. That's a pretty good deal. And then how about the Padres extending Manny Machado? What do you think about that?
Well, look, all he has to do is say, look, in a year from now, I'm going to walk away because I can do it. I have an opt-out clause. So if you guys want me, then let's get with it. And they stumbled over themselves trying to get an ink pen to sign him up to an extension. And it was an 11-year extension for an extra
$350 million.
Well, he's already making three. He was already making three. So for $50 million, he made that in 15 minutes by just threatening to quit.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And if you're him and guys like him, and the stars push the wheel in professional sports. Then there's no getting around the fact that they'll take these changes. All these high priced players, they'll take these changes in stride, and they'll work with them, and they'll complain when they have to, and they'll just move on. As long as they're getting that check, they don't care what the request by ownership is.
Yeah.
And here they're eating. Terribly eating bad legislation.
Well, whatever you say in there, it's crazy. It's out of control. What about injuries? Already we've gotten the spring training here. Take the Dodgers, Gavin Lux. They lost Trey Turner. They didn't sign any shortstops. They were in it, and then they weren't. So Gavin Lux was going to play at shortstop, and all of a sudden he's out for the season now? Is that correct?
Yeah, he's out. Yeah, He was went and put his long cleats on, steel cleats.
Yep.
And took off from second base, and I guess he shifted his weight to keep from having a ball thrown in his direction, and
he backed off on it at a weird angle or something.
Yeah, and he lost his balance, and his weight shifted, and it blew his knee out. And my feeling is, in preseason games, you got to kind of creep into. I don't know if it's the same thing in baseball as it is in football, but I know a lot of guys who before they put actual long cleats on their feet, it's not that close to training camp.
Right.
I mean, you got to make sure that that the footing is even. I looked at the infield. You can't see anything on TV, but you look at the infield and see how people are kicking up dust or not. And I don't think that field was as loose as it should be.
And you played on AstroTurf, and you hated it.
Oh, I played on everything.
Yeah,
but I mean. It's a shame. He's a heck of a ball player, and he would have, I think, probably really helped them.
Yeah, he's out for the year.
And he's out for the year now.
So they got, who do they have? They got, there's backups now. They got Miguel Rojas they signed, and this guy, Yanni Hernandez.
Yeah, those guys are good. They're adequate. Yeah. I mean, Rojas knows what to do. He's been around 11 years. So.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. And maybe Chris Taylor
will probably be rotating in there.
Is Yanni the guy that played in the Olympics? I think, and played then a little bit with the Dodgers signed somebody up to do that. I don't know if that's Yanni or not, but we'll see as we get into it. Now, a lot of players. I don't know if this is still done in professional sports, but you, it's your career. And again, tell me if I'm wrong here. When you always wanted to be prepared before you went to training camp. So, is it true that you would wear your cleats and your helmet around the house and everything just to get into the feel of the uniform, kind of like a method actor, because you were an actor as well later on, to get yourself ready for the game? Was that something that you did?
Yes.
That's what I thought. That's why I asked the question. Yeah, you have them on, too. When you drive your car, you still have cleats on. It's good in this inclement weather that we've been having.
When I go out for fast food, I put on my uniform.
Number 89 here.
They go, here comes Mr. Dwyer again. What does he want?
He wants some food. Don't go to fast food. If you had fast food, I do know the answer to this, but I want Ronnie's here. If you had to go to fast food, because you eat well and you're in great shape, Fred Dwyer.
Thanks.
But you do have an aversion every once in a while. What's your hamburger of choice?
I love that In-N-Out.
You do, don't you?
I love that In-N-Out.
If you go with Fred, he'll eat two of them. I don't know how you can put away two double doubles. But you've been, I've seen you do it.
I mean, it's like it's some sort of preposterous, perverted feat. Everybody does that. They're not that big.
Yeah, right.
They're the tiny little guys.
Yeah, it's a big thing when you have two of them there. It's pretty darn good.
Well, I went out with you one Saturday, and you didn't, you were body checking people at the line.
To get the right deal.
The extra
it.
Mayonnaise.
All right, so we got some chat rooms open here, and we got a lot of people loving to say hello to you, Fred Dreyer, as always here on the show. We got Cheryl and Nikki and Lee is there, and Bruce and Katrina, Kristen, Rachel, Cheryl, Pamela. They're doing this. We have a comment here from Chris, and he said, Aaron Rodgers just completed what he calls his self-imposed darkness retreat. When do you think he will enlighten us as to his football future? Isn't it unfair of him to make his manager and teammates wait? I'm sure they want to start planning for their next season. I would agree with Chris. Fred, your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, I consider myself, I'm in darkness right now doing the show with you.
Yeah, thank you.
So just know you.
We
so
do the
you know.
Show on video. You check it out on YouTube. And Fred, just it's a big, no light, just dark.
It's,
and you hear this voice.
Dark. Yeah, it's completely
Once
dark.
In a while, football comes flying out of there when he's a little upset.
No, it's just no football's allowed.
Okay.
It's just, you know, we're doing the best we can over here. But what was the question?
So the question, Aaron Rodgers completed his darkness retreat.
Yes.
He said he was going to go there, and he wants to enlighten us on his football future. And so Chris is saying, isn't that unfair of him to make his manager or the coach and the teammates wait? He said, I'm sure they want to start planning for their next season.
Well, is somebody going to throw a petulant tantrum? Or
I don't know. I'm just wondering. I think that it is not fair. I think he should figure out what he wants to do so they can make a plan.
Fair.
Come on.
They're not under pressure, obligation to deal with these guys right now.
Where do you think he'll end up? I think he'll stay with Green Bay.
No, I don't. I think he's gone.
Where do you think he'll go?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of – I think he could go to the Jets. That's a good fit.
How about that player on Tennessee? They cut him from the team, and they just took everything out of his locker and threw it on his doorstep because they released him. And he tweeted out, he said, hey, at least they let me keep my shoulder pads. It's
Who
great.
Was that? Who
I forget
that?
His name. He dumped off Tennessee, and they just cleaned out his locker and dumped the stuff out there.
Well,
that's kind of rude.
They must not have liked him.
Now let's get into a little bit of acting questions for you, because you do have that career on Hunter, and that's being played on a lot of TV networks these days. John says, just a comment, and he's asking this about stunt work here. But I have to say, last week I watched an episode from Hunter called Rich Girl, and early in the episode I saw the most what looked like a realistic slap I've ever seen, as Dorian Lapinto and Lois Hamilton smack the hell out of one another. So when you do those stunts, is that like a choreographed kind of thing, Fred Dreyer? What happens?
What was the question?
Again, I'll repeat the question for you here, so you
no,
can
really.
Yeah, so you can
who
get
are
to
these
the
people you're talking about.
This is one of your listeners here. It's Chris's John Cardi is saying a comment, but I have to say, last week I watched an episode from Hunter.
Yeah,
it was called Rich Girl. Early in the episode, I saw the most realistic slap I have ever seen, as Dorian Lapinto and Lois Hamilton smacked the heck out of one another.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. so wanted to know if that's
that happened.
How do they make that look so realistic?
Because it was real.
Come on, now, really? I mean, come on. They're not going to slap actors in there. They go into some kind of motion or something, don't they?
Well, they know how to do that.
I know.
That's what they get.
But
they,
it looks so real when they do it.
Well, it is. I mean, it's not like they're. How could you fake a slap like that and ask people to believe that it's real when it's not?
Well, but they're not really slapping them. Come on, they'd be arrested.
They are.
You're telling me that's real slapping?
Yeah, I didn't see the slap, so I don't know.
Well, you better check out that episode.
It's not a full-blown fisted.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Fisted knockout blow.
But it looks
good.
It's
a slap.
Yeah.
Open-handed slap.
And does every actor know that, or do they have to be trained on
no,
that? Do they bring
the
in
two
extras?
Actors and the director and the stunt supervisor?
Did you do all your own stunts or a lot of
listen,
them?
Listen, I'm answering your question.
Well, hold on. We'll answer when we come back here. Missed the pitch count. We got to go take a break. We'll be back in the lounge.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back here with the Fred Dreyer Show in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And coming up here, you're going to be at some kind of autograph show, isn't it, in Southern California? You said it's the end
in
of...
In June, we're doing the Hollywood show, the Hollywood autograph show.
You and Stephanie Kramer, right?
Stephanie and I, and, you know, there'll be... I understand this is supposed to be a real good one. I talked to Dave Elkaby, who puts these things on.
Yeah.
And I think was it a year ago, I think?
We did this a year ago, too. Reunion of you and Stephanie Kramer from Hunter was at that show.
Yeah, it worked out pretty good, actually. Yeah.
I think Bill Shatner's going to be there, too, from what I've heard. I've heard rumors about that, so it should be a big show.
It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, it'll be a good one there. We can have it. Now, don't forget, you can email Fred Dreyer. He'll answer your emails here on the show. Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D, there's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN Talk, like Championship Radio Network, CRN Talk, TALK.com. And you follow him on Twitter, it's Fred, F-R-E-D, underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, and then on Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. We had some imposters around, we had to get rid of them. So we've got the real Fred Dreyer.
Exactly.
Amazing. Yeah, up here.
All right. What was the question I was supposed to answer?
The slapping around of the...
So they get together with the stunt coordinator.
Right.
They get up on the location.
Yes.
The director says, okay, let's just walk through it. And then we're going to slap. Do you understand how to do that? And they do. If they didn't understand how to do it they could get hurt.
Correct.
But you say, I didn't see it, but you say that it looked real and it was very
authentic yeah.
and so forth and so on. Then it was a tribute to the two actors.
There you go.
And that's the great thing about the acting class. You can pull off those types of things.
That's good. All right, we're out of time for this week, but we'll be right back here again next week. In the meantime, some final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Flavor Flav is still available. I think Major League Baseball.
You're bringing him into spring training.
They would bring him, and he would balance the clock out.
That's something else. All right, so that's it? That's your final pearl of wisdom? All right, so
that's it.
Have a great week. We'll see you next week, everybody. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.